Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Sorry, I'm sans music again, still traveling out in Pennsylvania. And my special guest tonight is everybody's favorite, Steve Barish. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
What are you doing, Valerie? Long time no hear.
Yeah, it's been at least 10 minutes.
At least 10 minutes.
And we've already got a caller on the line. This is Jeannie from Chicago. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. Jeannie was in the Chicago group, you know, where we did the quantum vortex gathering.
Oh, yes, the pictures you showed me, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so I had called her and asked her to please call in so we could start the healing off with her. And for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, what we're going to do tonight is some long-distance healing. Steve and I like to do this kind of stuff together. It's a lot of fun, and we get people to feel better And we've had some pretty amazing things happen. So Jeannie's our first victim. we're gonna really get you spiffed up. I was talking to Jeannie a little bit earlier, Steve, and she was telling me that she started to feel better yesterday or today.
Good.
And you know, we had done a little bit of work on her at your place.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're
quite
welcome. So let's go ahead and see what we can do today.
I'm looking right at her diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of emotional turmoil stored in that diaphragm of hers. Mm-hmm. I think what we need to do, I'm sending light to it right now, and half of it's cleared up already. I'm just looking at the other half here. The right-hand side, if you're looking straight at it, there's a lot of emotional stuff stored there. It's clearing up now. Jeannie, take a good breath. I think you'll be breathing deeper. Can you feel that, dear?
Oh, yes.
Good, honey. Good. How's your head feel?
My head feels clearer.
Good, honey. Good. You see something, Valerie? You see something there, honey?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at her lungs, and it doesn't look nearly as bad as it did when I first saw her.
Is this the young lady that had the stuff in her house, if I remember correctly?
Not in her. Well, it's a work situation.
Okay.
I think, but she's the one that she had the drooping eyelids.
Yes.
And she was having a problem with that. She's had a lot of tests and things. They couldn't figure out what it was. And and the minute I started working on her, it just screamed out mold.
Right.
And then I found a big pocket of mold in her lung.
Right.
And so I worked on that then, and Madeline worked on her too while we were there.
Right.
And my feeling about it is that the mold has poisoned her whole system, you know?
Yeah. I was picking up some mold in the diaphragm. That's the first place I went to. And as we know, the diaphragm holds a lot of emotional turmoil sometimes.
Yeah.
And her head should be feeling like a lot of light is in there. Is that correct, Jeannie?
Yes, I do feel better. Thank you.
Good, honey. Her lungs, wow, you cleared them up already, baby. You do good work.
You do good work.
Well, you know, she's really been actively working on cleaning up the environment.
Yes.
And she was telling me that she's got an ozone machine for her house, and her boss is going to get one for the office. And
great.
And I think the last time we had talked about it, if I remember correctly, Jeannie, you had said something about as soon as you get home from the office that your eyes start to open up, but the minute you get to the office, they kind of close down.
Right.
Yeah. So did they manage to get the air cleaner for you there yet?
It was supposed to be delivered today. I'm anticipating it to show up tomorrow. My boss thinks it's this tiny little thing that's going to clean my, you know, 10-foot square cubicle or whatever, but little does he know I'm going to run it at night and clean the whole place.
That's good. Yeah, I think it needs it, because some of these old buildings, especially, you know, back in your area where there's so much humidity and so much moisture, I think it just gets inherently inside of everything. And as I told you before, you know, the mold outgasses these toxins. It can cause all kinds of problems. Besides the physical problems that you've had, it can cause depression, it can cause craziness, it can cause huge mood swings, it can cause hallucinations, you know, very erratic behavior. I mean, you know, it runs a gamut of things that it can cause. And, you know, most medical places you go to, they're not going to think about that. You know, unless you come in with it growing off the tip of your nose, they won't even notice it.
And, Dr. Valerie, last night I got online and I purchased a foot bath.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm very excited about pulling all those toxins out.
Oh, yeah, that stuff works great. It'll help you
to
clear
good.
Out. And then if you do Tai Chi, as we mentioned, you know, if you do even the short form, you don't even have to do the whole thing, but if you do portions of it over and over and over, that'll kick the mold out of your tissues and everything else because it, it raises your vibratory level so much that the mold can't stay there.
I actually found a Qigong class that's in my city, so I'm going to start taking that class at the end of November.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
That'll really help you a lot.
Jeannie?
Yes, Steve?
Hi, honey. What I'm doing right now, on your right foot, you might feel some pressure right below the big toe, between the big toe and the next toe over. What I'm doing is I'm actually looking at it and pressing on it, and I'm watching the lymph drain around your body, so that's going to help you a lot. Do you feel like a swarm, like an ocean working in your body right now?
Well,
you're moving back and forth. Can you feel that, dear?
I feel a little lightheaded, and you're speaking, I did feel something at the bottom of my foot.
Yeah, I'm doing what I'm doing there. I'm actually opening up the lymph system in your body, and the right and left foot, there's a place that actually releases all the lymph. So what we're doing is causing the lymph to react to what we're doing, and I can feel Valerie's energy working there too. So that feels really, really good, honey. That'll help you a lot.
Okay, good. I feel like I'm vibrating.
Good, honey.
That's
the way it should feel.
Oh my God.
Yeah, when the two of us get together, you better be vibrating or
yeah. Or okay, one of us ain't around no more.
And especially after being in the beam and the quantum vortex there. Because, you know, it does connect all of us.
Steve, I actually own a rebounder. Do you think it would benefit me to jump up and down on that a lot?
Actually, Valerie and I were talking about that the other day, a rebounder. Yeah, I think it would be great because from what Valerie was telling me, it actually moves the lymph.
Mm-hmm.
And the lymph system is if you know anything about it, is a very slow system. And so what we can do it actually by the bottom of the foot or through lymph drainage. And I understand that the rebounder is supposed to be really good. That's what Valerie tells me. And usually she's 100% right.
Well, thank you. I am a Capricorn, you know.
I'm popcorn. How are you doing?
So the rebounder really helps because not only does it move the lymph system, but it takes the pressure off of your joints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need any more problems with everything that's going on. And so the rebounder is pretty nice for that. It's a very gentle type of movement and really is magnificent for keeping the cells active in an easy way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to do something that's too stressful because you're trying to clear stuff out of your body. And so your body's already, you know, working overtime and has been just to keep you alive, basically. And so it's extremely important, you know, not to overtax your body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think the rebounder is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just do it for 5 minutes a couple times a day, Jeannie.
Great. I can commit
yeah,
to that.
That'll increase the oxygen. And that'll help you.
Now, Steve, I noticed that I don't breathe.
Yeah, I think you'll be breathing a little better. What we did or what I did tonight was we opened up the diaphragm, and the diaphragm should help you breathe. So if you can, what I would suggest doing is feel your breath and see if you're breathing deeper. You should be.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what that should really help you a lot, dear, and that when you get into the can you see energy at all, dear?
No.
Okay. Do you feel energy?
Dr. Valerie can answer that for you. I'm not akin to that yet.
Okay. What you could do when you get into the office tomorrow is pray. I would use words like, with your divine will, please open up my space so I may live freer, cleaner. You know, figure out your words that you want to say, and they'll really, really help you. Divineness is oneness with God, and you can actually create a vortex all by yourself just by creating that. So you've got the power to do that.
Great idea.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing, and that'll help you kind of, you know, see what's going on a little bit better. And, you know, you've been in the vortex now. And, of course, every time you're in the vortex, it's a little bit easier, you know, and you pull more more abilities into alignment. But since you have been in the vortex, then it should be much easier for you to access those portions of yourself that were closed to you before.
Mm-hmm.
And so just think about how you felt, you know, when we were doing all that stuff. And I think you'll see that it makes a huge difference. You know, you'll be able to connect better.
Great. Well, I feel a lot lighter now, that's for sure.
Good.
Yeah, that's
you should feel a lot more centered and grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, dear.
Yeah.
Valerie, do you think a nuclear receptor would help her a lot?
You know, that's a good question.
Because I'm picking that up. I'm picking up a blue sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking about that. I know we both wear receptors, and I'm just wondering if a sterling silver one would work with her. What they do actually is that when you put that on, it'll actually get rid of a lot of the toxins around you.
Yeah, it works really well for that, but I got to tell you, I have a gold and diamond receptor, and it didn't do squat for protecting me from the mold.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not so sure that it protects you from biological things.
Right.
However,
right.
It will definitely protect you from other environmental things.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it does.
It's never a bad idea because it heals your DNA.
Right, and that's really important stuff. And
yeah.
I think your DNA is probably affected from this from the mold.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
can you look at her DNA, Steve, and see what you?
Yes, think? I'm looking at it. The bottom strands are a little off, and I'm clearing it now for her. You should feel a little better. Can you feel the energy flowing through your head right now?
Yes,
good, dear. Yeah, I'm working on the DNA now. The nuclear receptor would be good for DNA, RNA, different things mm-hmm. of that nature. Also, it'd probably be really good for radiation, different things like that.
Yeah, see, my concern with Jeannie is that she's been in that environment for some time.
Yes.
And I don't know, you know, what they've given her as far as regular medical stuff goes, but I know how they work. So they probably,
right.
you know, harmed the immune system in some way, too,
yeah,
even with the testing.
Right. The DNA is clearer. She needs really to... do you have a way of getting to I'm trying to think of the name of it. Like a sauna, like a dry sauna or a infrared sauna. Do you have anybody in your family that has one?
Infrared sauna or dry sauna? I mean, there's probably one at the gym, but I don't belong to the gym anymore. Is there somewhere else I could go?
Well, that's the question I'm asking you. I'm not sure if anybody in the neighborhood has one, you know, a relative or something, because that would really help a lot.
Hmm. I'll have to work on that.
Okay.
Yeah, the other thing you can try, too, is use a dehumidifier during the wet seasons. you know, because you'll pull a hell of a lot of moisture out of your house and out of your office space with the dehumidifier. You'll be dumping out, you know, quarts of the stuff.
Right.
But that might help, too, because the main thing is you don't want to get over wet. The other thing you can do, too, is some acupuncture, you know, because the Oriental medicine works really well for that kind of stuff. And, you know, that can keep you from getting too moist. Because what happens is your digestive system goes awry. You know, if you have a lot of the dampness, whether it's hot or cold, you end up with your digestive system offline, and it starts in the spleen because you're not able to maintain the balance. So basically what we're looking at, Jeannie, is ways to help you to maintain your balance physiologically.
Dr. Valerie, I was considering doing like a Chinese detox program.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend buying a bunch of supplements and doing that?
Not right now. You're in the wrong season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to wait until spring, until it's hot to do that. Mainly because what happens in the wintertime, and I know this one really well because I did when I first got into Oriental medicine years before I went to medical school. But I was doing some cleansing, and I knew I was so toxic I had to cleanse right then. You know, too many years working in the ER and ICU and all that stuff, all those chemicals and things. And so I went ahead and did a cleanse. I knocked out my triple burner. You don't want to do that in the wintertime. I would say that would be highly detrimental to your health at this point. So I would wait to do that until the weather warms up.
Okay, what about at least just cutting meat out of my diet or cheese or something like that?
What's your blood type?
B positive.
B positive? You need more protein. O's and B's need lots of protein. You can cut meat out. Definitely you could cut cheese out, but B's are okay eating dairy products. The main thing you want to do if you're going to cut the meat out is still make sure you're getting protein. And so you can do that with a protein shake.
Mm-hmm.
Different protein drinks, things like that. My concern is that if you're not getting enough protein, and we've just put you into this thing of healing your body, and you could go into a negative nitrogen balance very quickly, and you're already pretty thin. So you don't have a lot of reserves built up to handle something like that, and your body basically has to clear stuff out. So it's going to be ripping and tearing down the old walls like you're in an old house, throwing those things out and trying to rebuild new, better ones. So this is not the time of year to do that kind of stuff. It's much better if you just wait, you know, until springtime, mainly because you're going to put a huge, huge load on yourself trying to heal. Certainly you could cut down on the meat, you know, and I would go to maybe a little bit lighter protein. No chicken, okay? Bees have a horrible time with chicken. And, in fact, every B blood type that I have in my practice loves chicken, and they all have heart disease. So stay away from the chicken, okay?
Okay.
And I'd just be real careful. I wouldn't worry too much about doing a tremendous fasting cleanse right now because it's going to be too hard on you in the wintertime.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're going to get really cold. You know, that'll increase the damp phlegm condition. It's just not a good idea. You want to stay warm. And so what I would do instead is I would do something like a blood cleanser. Like you can go to the health food store and you can get any combination of blood cleansers. They usually have burdock root and golden seal or hydrastis. Sometimes it'd be a little bit of red clover, dandelion, you know, things like that. And you can get some really nice blood cleansing things or blood cleansing tea, like a detox tea.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be fine, you know, so you can start with a gentle cleanse that way. And, you know, wintertime is the time when you're supposed to rest. So that's the time for your body to build back up. It's time not to stress yourself too much, you know, and just kind of do what nature does. Everything goes to sleep over the winter, you know, so just be gentle with yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to ask an important question. I started a product about a week ago called MMS, Miracle Mineral.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a prime pH. So it's because I'm around a 6.25 acidity, and I need to head up towards
that. Oh, wow, yeah. That's a little acidic. It's not too bad, but It's still acidic. You want to be more on the alkaline end. You can do that by drinking, lemon in your water.
Yeah.
A lot of people say just take a half teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda twice a day. Naturopaths don't like to do that. We do that in an emergency situation, but we don't ever tell anybody to take that twice a day for the rest of their lives. It's far better to switch to an alkaline ash diet. And so you can Google in, just put in alkaline ash diet, and you'll come up with all kinds of things. Or just send me an email to remind me, and I'll send you one. I don't know if I have it on the computer or not. But if I don't, you'll have to wait until I get back to Sedona. I do keep that in my office. And basically, it just involves eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, less acidic things. You know, meat, of course, is acidic. Some fruits are, like plums. Those are acidic. Figs are acidic. Any meat, bread, any kind of grains are acidic. And so you kind of stay away from those things and go more to the fresh green leafies and, have a nice big salad a couple times a day, not a ton of dressing on it. You know, if you can do like lemon juice and olive oil, that's a better way to go. You know, but just basically, start changing your diet to more of an alkaline ash diet so that when the stuff gets burned, when it's transformed in your body, it creates more of an alkaline milieu, so to speak.
What about tomatoes?
Tomatoes? I'm trying to remember if bees can have tomatoes. I think the only ones that can actually have tomatoes are O's.
Mm. Yeah, we're forbidden from eating them, but I still eat them.
Don't do that. Why would you do that?
I like them. I love tomatoes.
Yeah, well, the 10 things that you love the most and hate the most are usually the things you're highly allergic to.
Mm.
So, I love corn, but I hardly ever eat it. I'll eat it once in a while, but, number one, it's too acidic, but number two, that's a major allergen for typos. So, you got to avoid that kind of stuff. Find something else that you love.
Okay,
because what you're trying to do is you're trying to reverse a long-standing condition right now. And, with Steve and I, doing the energetic part, you've got a big jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you have to do your part, too. And so your part is you got to stick to the right diet for your blood type.
I think it's very important to be gentle with yourself, too. You don't want to overload yourself with everything right now. I think it's very important, as Valerie says, to be extremely gentle. If we take a look at nature, as Valerie says, everything is asleep right now. And even we feel that way sometimes, too, and we really need to follow that plan. That's nature's plan. So I wouldn't overdo it right now. I would try to be as gentle as I could with myself.
Yeah, and you can do plenty of things. Like doing the traditional medicinals has a nice detox tea. It's called Everyday Detox. And so you can go do that tea a couple times a day. It'll start cleaning things. And it'll start making an impact on, the things that the mold has done. But it'll be gentle, so it's not going to whack you out or anything. Because you still have to work. You still have to be able to survive and go about in the world. So you don't want to put yourself into an intensive care situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, so just be gentle with yourself.
Well, Valerie, would apple cider vinegar baths be good for her at nighttime?
Apple cider vinegar baths. Well, it doesn't hurt because it restores the acid mantle
yes.
of the skin.
Yes.
But see, the problem with mold is mold spores can survive anything.
Mm.
So, they've been known to survive Clorox. They can survive in deep space.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get rid of them?
Yeah.
Basically, what you have to do is you have to go up energetically and vibrate at such a high level that they can't survive in your body.
Right.
Which is not an easy thing to do, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
And so what you want to do is you want to make your blood as clean as possible. And that's easy to do with a detox tea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when spring hits, then you do a major detox cleanse. But what I advise for you, Jeannie, is you make sure that you're doing it under the care of a physician that knows how to do these things. Because...
Okay.
you know, you could toxify yourself to the point of death. And most of the deaths that have occurred with someone doing a fasting cleanse is because they went to an MD who knows nothing about this, or they tried to do it themselves and they didn't see the warning signs. You know, because you need to keep your electrolytes in balance. If they go out of balance, it can kill you real quick. And so you don't want to die from the cure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep you alive and functioning, okay?
Okay, one more question.
Okay.
I found an ozonator online that you can ozonate your water and drink it, and that will supposedly kill the mold. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of that. You know, there's a lot of stuff that is still in controversy. And, like, I have no problem with people doing ozone intravenously because it works. And that's one of the things that will definitely kill off the mold. But you got to find somebody that does intravenous ozone. I don't know if they do that in your area, if it's legal or not. There's only a few states where it's legal. But that works. You know, I don't want people to breathe in ozone because it's actually toxic to your lungs. So that's why it's good to have an ozone generator that you can, you know, you can dial in how much ozone. You shouldn't actually smell the ozone. All you should smell is just a fresh air smell, you know, but not the actual ozone. Because once you get it to the level you can actually smell it, then you're actually toxifying your lungs. You know, it'll destroy your lung tissue. So you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Do you have a glass of water there?
Yeah.
Handy?
I'm sorry?
Do you have water there that's handy, honey, a glass of water?
Yeah, it's in my hand right now, Steve.
Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm going to charge the water for you. You're going to feel a lot of energy going through the water. You'll be able to mix that with other water. You should feel it charging right now in your hand. Can you feel that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. What you want to do, what I'm doing is taking that water up about 1,000 times the frequency of where it is. And you can use that water to purify yourself as much as you can.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Can you feel it?
Yes.
Okay. What you want to do is keep that water in the refrigerator. Do you like cold water rather than warm water?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. And you can mix that. What I would do is take a gallon container, whatever the case may be. You can pour it in there. And Valerie, can you see the light in the water, honey?
Yes.
Yeah, and that should really, really help you a lot.
Yeah, my hand is vibrating.
I bet it is. So you can use that if you want. And anybody in the house that has a cold or a flu or whatever the case may be, that will definitely help you, and it might even kill that. I'm very well sure it'll kill some of that that stuff that you have in your system. For sure it will. I'm getting a loud yes.
Yeah, and that'll probably help what's going on in the gut, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because some of this stuff, you know, it's really hard to reach. And so that's why you have to hit it with a multi-pronged approach. You know, so doing the energy, doing the water. I don't know if I'd recommend, you know, having you drink ozonated water. I mean, ozonation in water is okay as long as it's, you know, used to kill off the bacteria and things. That's a good thing. But it's kind of like drinking hydrogen peroxide. We don't do that anymore. You know, we used to do that. But then we found that's really not a good way to, you know, to cause the changes in there that you need. Because what it does is it kind of tans the, you know, the stomach lining and such. So not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, they told me upstairs that this water is about 1,000 times more. It should kill the bug in our system.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Okay, so that should really do it.
Okay, awesome. You'll have to report back to us, Jeannie.
I will. Thank you,
okay.
Guys.
You bet. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
okay, have a good night. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's good. That should spiff her up pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we'll see if somebody else wants to call in. And Also, you know, listeners, I had a great time with Steve. We went up and visited Steve in Rochester and just kind of went around and did a few things. Went to the Sacred Groves. Boy, that was interesting.
That was really great.
Yeah. So it was Steve and Madeline and I, and they went off walking down this one trail, and I was sitting there praying, had my eyes closed, and I had seen down all the trails. I was at a vantage point to see everything. And I knew nobody was on the trails, and I closed my eyes and said about two sentences of this prayer, and all of a sudden I felt somebody there. And I opened my eyes, and there were two guys in black standing there, completely head-to-toe black, white guys, blue eyes, black spectacled glasses, black hair that was kind of brushed back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at them, and they're kind of smiling at me. And I said, oh, hello. And they each said hello to me and just gave me this quizzical little smile, and just kind of nodded to me and turned away and walked down the path. And I was just telling Madeline tonight, Steve, that
mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought about it, but they were gone quite some time by the time I walked down there.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was sitting there for a long time, and I thought, gosh, I should go see where you guys were. And, you know, I just had this feeling to go down the path.
Right.
And as I was coming down the path, here's Steve and Madeline coming from the other end going, you missed it. And I said, what? And they said, well, you just missed the men in black. And I said, no, I didn't. I just talked to them. And they had disappeared right at the same point they disappeared for me.
Yes.
But you guys saw it from the other end.
We saw them actually disappear, just absolutely poof.
Yeah, very,
and,
very interesting.
They were definitely angels, so it was really wonderful to see that.
Yeah, and that was in the Sacred Grove in Palmyra, New York, which is where Joseph Smith had his vision that started the Mormon Church.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that was
and
really
we love
cool.
These sacred places. And we have a caller on the line. Who do we have?
Hello, it's Dominic from London here.
Hey, Dominic.
Hi, Dominic.
How
are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing quite well, actually, yes.
Good.
Yes, I suppose basically I just need the kind of, well, you know, healing for the same things as before, and I'm still feeling a tremor in my teeth. And sometimes my left knee hurts, and and, you know, some kind of blockages around the head area still.
Hmm, okay.
His knee is hurting him, is that what he's saying?
Is that, sorry?
Did you say that your knee was hurting you, Dominic?
Recently, yes. Yes, the left one. If I kind of kneel down too long, then I can get these awful kind of pains in the back of the knee.
What you need to do, you're going to need to see a massage therapist.
Uh-huh.
The upper muscles in your leg are probably too tight. That's why the muscles in the back, in the center of the knee, is causing that kind of pain. Sometimes the gastric muscle and the soleus muscle can be too tight and causing the muscles in the front of your leg to get taut, and it pulls on the knee. And you have two muscles. You have anterior tibialis and posterior tibialis, and I suspect they need to be worked on.
Aha. Sort of revelation.
Okay.
You know, what I'm getting to is, do you tend to get really, really stiff with cold weather, Dominic?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm having quite a fair amount of stiffness around the lower back area.
Okay. And have you been using a heating pad?
No, I don't have one of those.
Okay, that's good. Because actually what you need is ice. But what I'm not suggesting that you do that right now. I know it's really cold where you are. But here's what I suggest. Now, there's a couple things you can do. One is that you put a castor oil pack on when you go to bed, and you can heat that a little bit. You know, you get a piece of unbleached muslin or unbleached cotton or unbleached wool. It has to be, you know, completely unbleached. You drizzle a little bit of castor oil on it, throw it in the microwave to heat it up for about 10 seconds, make sure it's not too hot. You put it on that area and then wrap it with some plastic wrap, and then, you know, put something on you don't mind getting stained, because this stuff stains and it stinks.
Okay.
It doesn't smell bad, you know, when it's fresh, but after you've used it to take toxins out and stuff, it really starts to smell bad. And then lay down on a towel that you don't mind getting stained also. Because, boy, I'll tell you, if you get this on your sheets, you're going to hate me. And so just, you know, take precautions. But if you do that, that's going to help relieve some of that stiffness. Mm. And, you know, castor oil is called Palma Christi, the palm of Christ.
Okay.
And the other thing that I would like you to do, I'm seeing, like, right now, Steve's working on that lower back area for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the light really going in there.
Oh, gosh, I can feel it, too.
Yeah. And so I'm feeling like the right side is closed off more than the left. It's like your pelvis is kind of a little cattywampus, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so you might do with a little chiropractic adjustment, but what I'm seeing is that you've kind of closed off the inlet and the outlet to the fluids, you know, so you need to have more circulation in that area, and that's where the ice comes in. If you do alternating hot and cold packs, always end with ice, and you take it through the four stages: cold, burn, ache, numb.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets numb, you have to take it off or you'll get frostbite. But if you do that, what you're doing is you're causing a reflex action, a pumping action in your tissues that'll take the toxins away and bring you fresh new blood to that area.
Okay,
so that should help. Also, what you might do is make sure you keep that area warm, you know, when you're out and about. And there's a thing you can get. You can order it from OCHO Company. That's OCHO. It's called OCHO Flow, and they have OCHO Motion. OCHO Flow is for chronic stuff. OCHO Motion is for, like, more emergent stuff. You know, if you've just injured yourself, you'd use OCHO Motion. But it's oriental herbs, and they're excellent. And you can take those, and that'll really keep your energy moving. And I think that's going to help you a lot, especially through this cold weather. That's when you're going to start to notice these things more. So I'm here to tell you, you got to have circulation.
Okay.
Okay? That, you know, Steve's just opened up a whole bunch of areas in your back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep noticing my legs and my knees sort of coming together and you know, coming apart again. It's sort of like my legs are being manipulated.
Mhm. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just allowing them to sort of move closer and separate, and move closer and separate.
I would definitely have somebody work on the anterior tibialis and posterior tibialis. That'll really, really help you a lot. Can you write that down?
Well, what I'll do is I'll download the show and write it, you know, when it gets on the archive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just the muscles there in the lower leg, you know, and they attach around your knee. And so everything's a matter of balance. You know, and sometimes you've worn your shoes down a little bit too much.
Yes,
and that'll cause
everything. That's the way they are at the moment, yes.
Yeah. The problem with that is that it's going to throw everything out of whack. And a lot of times people think it's their back. It's really their feet.
Exactly, and the shoes, yeah.
And sometimes they'll think it's their knee and it's their back. So you got to make sure that your shoes are in pretty good condition and not worn unevenly. And if they are, then you know, need some kind of orthotics or something, or get a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, every 6 months, I take my sneakers and throw them out. They do break down, even though they look like they're new. They break down, and I was told by a shoe specialist who sold a certain specific sneaker that in 6 months they actually break down. You got to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Buy yourself a new pair.
Have my shoes rehealed. I'll be able to save up for a new pair of shoes one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
Are your shoes worn down?
The heels are worn down. I get them resoled, you know, whenever they get worn down, I get them resoled, and new heels too. But the heels have worn down considerably at the moment as well, and I really need to get them rehealed.
Yeah, that's very important for your structure of your body.
Yeah. But these days, I just can't afford the pair of shoes I normally want to have.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone there.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
It seems like that's the lament of the middle class right now. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's having problems being able to afford things, and you know, the guys that are trying to make it one world order are tightening the screws down.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have to do is find other ways to help ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, start doing some things. Like, there's a lot of barter societies that are starting up now, because we're going to have to go to a different system of payment and a different means of getting through the world. Because if you don't, then you're going to be left out in the cold, literally. You know, there won't be any way to buy anything or to do any kind of trade. I mean, it's really getting horrible. And so my suggestion is find somebody that does the shoes that's willing to do a barter for whatever
mm-hmm.
it is that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got to take care of yourself. And Steve and I were having a discussion about that this last weekend. You know, it's so important. Each one of us has to take the time and care enough about ourselves to take care of ourselves.
Right.
And that's even to the tiniest things. I mean, it seems so simple, you know, to make sure that your heels are not worn down unevenly on your shoes. And yet, like you said, you know, how are you going to afford to go get them resold all the time?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of energy coming through whatever makes my jaws chatter. The energy is coming through and up through the head, and it's just getting rather extreme.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good, excellent.
There's a new rubber shoe here that's taken off. It's called Crocs, C-R-O-C-S, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're in England or not, but they're fairly reasonably priced. They're like $30 for a pair. And I wear those, and I wear some good shoes here, but I always make sure that my shoes are good, or my back goes out on me terribly.
Well, the pair of shoes I normally wear cost about £300 a pair.
Wow.
And it's like suddenly realize, oh my gosh, this year I can't afford a new pair.
Wow.
But, £300.
That's a lot of money.
Well, these shoes I usually wear last a good couple of years, maybe 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
Is it churches or something like that?
Indeed, Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones I want to wear, and
mm-hmm.
and suddenly it's sort of, I better manifest something quick, otherwise, I could be running around barefoot.
That'd be a problem in England,
wouldn't
it?
Yeah. I just found my body has been sort of, I found myself standing up and manipulating my legs.
Mm-hmm.
I it's very weird. My body is being controlled by something.
Well, you know, the Andromedans come in and help.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm march. It's like I'm marching on the spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Yeah. They.
Does he have projectors at all?
I'm sorry.
Does he have projectors?
No.
Okay.
One of these here to have a projector of some sort.
Okay.
No, but I've had his picture in the projector room.
Oh, gotcha.
And I've done
gotcha,
some
okay.
work on him.
Great.
And we
Great.
Did some work on him before through the shows.
Fantastic.
So so he is tapped in.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and so the Andromeda Healing Team is there with him.
Well, nobody's better than that than you are, kiddo.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, here I am marching away on the spot. Very weird, really, yeah.
Yeah, so many things in life really are weird, you know, if you stop to look at them. And, you know, when you think about invisible beings working on you, you know, people that hear this for the first time, I think we're all, you know, cracked. But basically, there are dimensions that are hair thin away from us.
Yes.
And so I don't know if these Andromedans actually come from a planet that's in our same solar system or close by one. I don't know if they're interdimensional beings, if they're interdimensional beings. I don't really know, you know, but I do know that all of the other dimensions are so close that all you have to do is alter your frequency 1/10 of a percent, and you're going to be in the next dimension.
Yeah, they're interdimensional. They've taken me to their planet, as I've, you know, we talked about before. So it only takes like about 10, 15 seconds to get there.
Yeah.
So, I'm sitting down now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, you know, so they zip down and they help us. And especially,
yes.
See, you're open to it, Dominic, because we've worked on you before and, you know, and you're into all this stuff like we are. And so you have an understanding and you allow them to come in and work with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they will. They'll come and they'll manipulate you. I mean, I've had them adjust my back. I've actually come off the bed a half a foot and had my back adjusted and then flopped back down onto the bed.
Mm.
You know, so and it happens when I don't expect it. I'll just be laying there reading or something, and all of a sudden, wham.
Yeah.
You kind of go, whoa, okay, thanks. Didn't know it needed to be adjusted, but thank you anyway. So, yeah, so that kind of stuff happens, and that's not unusual. But I think if you pay a little more attention to your shoes as much as you can, you know, get them resoled and rehealed and such, and then make sure that you keep the circulation in your back going through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you get up and you stretch, like don't just like leap out of bed and you know, throw your clothes on and run out the door. You know, make sure that you have enough time that you could do at least 5 minutes of stretching when you get out of bed. You know, bend over, stretch down, reach the floor, stretch all those muscles out,
mm-hmm.
and get your back moving a little bit before you do anything else. And then I think you'll find that as you go through the day, then the more movement, the more loose you're going to be.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful, Dominic. Wonderful.
Yeah. So let us know how that goes.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed.
You
Goodbye.
Are so welcome.
Lovely to talk to you again. Bye.
Lovely to talk with you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Dominic is a lot of fun. And when he sent me his picture the first time I did some work on him,
mm-hmm.
he sent me a picture of himself with the pyramid hat on.
Ah.
And I just cracked up. I'm like, see, I'm not the only wacko out there. There's lots of us.
Oh, yeah. There's two of us on the phone right now.
Yeah, two of us right here, right now. I know, it's
For
too
sure.
funny.
For sure. Is anybody else out there that needs some healing?
Yeah, if you are, call in. We have about 8 minutes left.
Ah.
It has to be fairly simple. And we're here in Pennsylvania, Madeline and I, with our traveling quantum vortex experience, and I can do workshops also. So if anybody is in the area or in the New York area or Washington, D.C., and would like us to come out and do any of that, please give us a call. And you can call me at 928-301-2131. And, you know, we'll be happy to see what's going on. So who do we have on the line?
Dr. Valerie, my name is Carla. I met you in Chicago.
Oh, great.
At Jeannie's party.
Uh-huh.
The reason why I'm calling is I was wondering if I could find out some information, if there's something that could be done for me.
Sure.
I was in a car accident, and you know some of my story. I don't know if you remember that night, but you know some of my story. But I was in a car accident, and it's like I've done a lot of different things, and it just seems like nothing's working for me. And then one of my things is I've gained a lot of weight with that, and I was wondering if there was something that could help me. And I did purchase one of your nuclear receptors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. Okay, Steve, what do you see?
She has, she's been nervous for quite some time. What are you nervous about there?
I think I got some things that are coming up, but I think right now I'm nervous talking to you guys on the show.
About what, honey? I can you speak up? I can't hear.
I'm a little nervous talking to you guys on the show.
Oh, I see. Okay. Nothing to be nervous about. We're really simple folk. We're nothing special, just regular folks, just like you are, honey.
Yep, nothing to be nervous about at all.
What is it that we can do for you, honey? Because you seem to be very very uptight about something. Is something bothering you now? Oh, wait a minute. I see it. Okay, hold on. Let's see if we can get this loosened up for you. We only have a few minutes here. Okay, just hang on. Okay. You feel yourself starting to relax?
Yes, a little.
Good, honey. Just relax with me. Good. Feel yourself coming down?
Yes.
Good, honey. What you need to do, dear, is to let everything go. I think what you've done is taken in so much that you don't have direction right now. And you need direction very badly. So what we're going to do between Valerie and I, we're going to ground you and center you.
Okay.
Okay. You should feel more grounded right now. Can you feel that? Can you feel your body? Can you feel your feet opening up and can you feel the tingling in your feet?
Not yet.
Okay, well, your body's starting to ground. I can feel it in mine, which means you're going to feel it in yours in about 30 seconds or 40 seconds.
Yeah, I can feel it too. And I'm also working on the adrenals here.
Yeah.
The adrenal glands are whacked
right
out. So I'm working on dialing those down a bit. They're hyper-reactive.
Yeah.
Are you drinking a lot of coffee?
Yes. In the past 7 years, I started drinking coffee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your blood type?
I think it's A+.
Okay. A, you should be able to drink coffee, but what I'm seeing is it's hitting your adrenal glands way too hard. You know,
okay.
I'd be careful with coffee and tea. You know, you might want to switch to a decaf and make sure it's organic decaf because otherwise
mm-hmm.
you've got chemicals in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing there's something else going on with your adrenal glands. You see it, Steve?
Yes.
Did you have a thing called reflex sympathetic dystrophy?
I don't know. I never.
Do you have a thing where, like, if somebody hurts you, that it like reacts?
Her kidneys are working overtime.
Yeah.
Her kidneys are working overtime. Do you drink any water, or do you just drink a lot of coffee and tea?
The only liquids I really drink is I'll have a frap over the weekend.
Okay.
And then during the week I drink. I need to drink more water. I drink
okay,
probably.
Okay, yeah, your kidneys are screaming for water.
Okay.
You've got to drink water, honey. Your system is really far off.
Okay.
It's extremely
acidic.
The
adrenals are looking just weird. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. The adrenals
are
up on top of your kidneys.
Right.
But I'm seeing, wow. I'm seeing that you've had an upregulation of your adrenaline receptors.
I've
so
had
you're
what?
It's called an upregulation. It's like the cells that would normally receive adrenaline there's too many of them. It's
okay.
Kind of like you beat the dead horse for too long, you stressed your body out too much, and so what happened was you ran out of adrenaline.
Okay.
Okay, so at some point I feel like you went into adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion. And so what's happened is you've got a bunch too many of these adrenal receptors on your cells. And so the minute you start to get a little uptight now, you go into this massive fight or flight reaction, which is just literally driving you crazy.
Yes. I have no tolerance. I'm like...
Yeah, because your adrenaline receptors have upregulated,
right.
So it's going to be really, really important for you to down-regulate those, which takes a couple years. But what has to happen is you have to make sure you stay calm as much as possible. You know, biofeedback would be a good thing for you. You know, meditation, things like that, where you start to get control. because until you can down-regulate those receptors, you're going to have this massive adrenaline reaction. You know, even a tiny bit of adrenaline that gets kicked out by your adrenal glands now is going to be taken up instantly and totally by these receptors, and it's going to drive your whole body crazy.
Also, she's very dehydrated.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've got to drink water, honey. Even if you have to put something in the water, you have to get it down. Put lemon in the water. I would just drink a lot. Even if you have to go to the store and get seltzer water with lemon or whatever, you got to get it down, honey.
You know what you can do, too, is do some bilberry tea. You know,
what is that again,
good.
Please? I'm having a hard time hearing.
I'm sorry. I said get yourself some bilberry tea. It's not blueberry. It's bilberry. It's the English version of blueberries.
Okay.
But that's going to help you. It's going to help your kidneys.
Yeah.
And it tastes good because it tastes like blueberries, you know. Got a pleasant taste to it. So start doing some herbal teas.
Okay.
Non-caffeinated.
Okay.
You need to start relaxing.
Will water help her relax a lot?
It'll help, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to be hydrated.
Yeah.
You know, and the minimum amount that everybody needs is 2 quarts a day. And that's if you do absolutely nothing. You have to have 2 quarts a day. During the summertime, you need more. Or if you're in an area that's dry in the winter, like I am in Sedona, you know, it's super dry, then we actually drink more water practically in the wintertime than we do in the summer because we get so dehydrated.
Are we out of time?
We are out of time.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling in.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have to go because they're gonna send the hook out after us here. So thanks a lot for calling in, and please report back with us. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Yes, Valerie, I'm going to be calling you very shortly because I'd like to see you in person.
Okay.
You know, maybe go to Sedona and get a physical from you.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Take care.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Steve,
thank you
so much for being on the
show.
Boy,
thank you so much, Valerie. I love you, honey.
Love you too. And listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. So until next week, nighty-night.